A reading from the Gospel according to Matthew. Jesus left the house and sat by the lakeside. But such a large crowds gathered round him that he got into a boat and sat there. The people all stood on the beach, and he told them many things in parables. He said, "Imagine a sower going out to sow. As he sowed, some seeds fell on the edge of the path, and the birds came and ate them up. Others fell on patches of rock, where they found little soil and sprang up straight away, because there was no depth of earth. But as soon as the sun came out, they were scorched, and not having any roots, they withered away. Others fell among thorns, and the thorns grew up and choked them. Others fell on rich soil and produced their crop, some 100-fold, some 60, some 30. Listen, anyone who has ears." The Gospel of the Lord. This past week, our President, Barack Obama, spoke about a painful issue of racial discrimination in America, most recently precipitated by the acquittal of a man who last year shot an unarmed young black male. The words he used were these: "America needs to do some soul searching." It was a heads up, listen up moment for me, and probably for many Americans, as we pondered not only Obama's words, but the manner in which he was willing to share his own life and vulnerabilities around this most difficult issue. Today's gospel story is a colorful one. It is easy to imagine the lakeside or the seaside where Jesus found himself one day, the size and eagerness of the crowds. They're communicating to him through their body language that they needed a message of hope, so that his only option was to get into a boat and push away into the water so he could see them better and they could more easily hear him, the boat becoming his very practical pulpit. We can only imagine what were the pressing concerns of these people. What words were they hoping to hear from this man? How would Jesus communicate in a way they would all understand? We can assume they all knew something about planting crops. These were not merchants or bankers or the power brokers of Galilee. I imagine they were the fishermen and farmers and their families. The women most likely would have been in charge of household gardens, which produced the family food. Those men present who did not fish would have managed larger plots of land for crops. Our only clue here is that they were gathered on the beach, not in a city public building or even in the areas around the synagogue. So Jesus uses an image to which they can relate: seeds and sowing. When you want to plant seed that will grow, what are circumstances that are unproductive to growth? Birds, rocky ground, and thorns. We can imagine that these are the prejudices of our lives. They are the growth inhibitors. Our prejudices block being able to listen and to hear properly what is of God and what is for the good of ourselves and others. Jesus says, "Whoever has ears ought to hear." In other words, he was saying, "Listen up, everyone." He was coaxing his hearers to do some soul searching. Like you, I do have ears. I even have hearing aids. What then is my excuse forever being judgmental or bigoted or prejudiced towards someone who is different from me. Today, like you, I need to do some soul searching and find that rich soil where God's word and love in my life can grow.